Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Capella Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CMIL. We're chatting with the president and CEO, Eric Roth. And Eric, we're following up on news that came out about mid last week. So it was May 5th where the company announced some new high priority, potential high grade copper targets and some precious metals targets at the Sjoli project in Norway. Now, these targets were identified using CARD's AI analysis. This was done by Windfall Geotech. That's a publicly traded company as well. Now, Windfall used a lot of the old data here on this project to develop these targets. A total of 24 targets, 13 copper and zinc focused targets, and 11 gold and silver targets. Eric, what updates can you give us on the significance of generating these targets as the company progresses towards eventually drilling here?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Great to be back, and big hello to the listeners too. Yes, as you mentioned, we did put that press release out with the update on the targeting that we've been doing with Windfall, this CARD's AI. And effectively, and just for a little bit of background, this AI technology is really what we would call data mining, where in the case of the Sjoli project and also the Lokken project, both, of course, which are copper projects, we were very fortunate in that we've inherited very good databases. The government over the years has spent a lot of money doing airborne geophysical surveys. There's actually quite a lot of data that was basically there ready for us. And effectively what Windfall has done is they've taken all of that data that we have basically acquired for free. It was basically data that existed. And just said, okay, let's take another look at this. We've walked around the properties and we've seen some things on surface, but let's just do an independent, without any human bias, if you like. Let's just go through, have a look at all the parameters, and then what they do is they take the signatures from the known deposits in the district, and keeping in mind that both Sjoli and Lokken were former mining districts where they produced high-grade copper and zinc from these massive sulfide deposits. And so they take the signatures from the known deposits, use that effectively as calibration points, and then apply those principles to the rest of the properties. And what you saw in the press release was the result of that, where in the case of Sjoli, they took the 150 square kilometer property and effectively reduced it to a number of areas where we have these very prominent targets. And of course, the benefit for us and Capella shareholders, of course, is that it's just now it's focused our efforts going forward. We know where we have to be working, and we can just really put all of our exploration dollars into moving those targets forward. And of course, because the targets have been much better defined than previously, it means we can get to drilling much quicker. So the I guess the analysis was successful. It really has helped us to focus, and now we've effectively whittled down a very large property into a much smaller area that's manageable, and very clear trends and very clear targets have been defined. So the drilling, we're really looking forward to that. It's going to be an exciting next step for us.
So, Eric, is there any further work that needs to be done to further isolate these actual targets, and when are you expecting to get a drill on site?
Yeah, so with these targets, Corey, we will still do a few minor jobs in terms of particularly soil geochemistry just over the target areas, just to make sure that that we've got the targets really well locked down. But the truth be known, we don't need to overscience this. I mean, the targets are fairly clear. And I think the plan from our perspective would be just to do some minor jobs just to tidy things up, make sure we've really tightened them up as best as we can, and then basically we go in and drill. And as I think I've mentioned before, Corey, the normal drill permitting process in Norway is probably about 2 months or so. So once we've completed everything on the ground, the ground truthing of spots, we've identified the exact spots where we want to drill, we would then go into permitting, and as soon as we get the permits, as soon as we get the green lights, we're good to go. So and obviously with these kind of high grade deposits, and with the current price environment, high copper prices, high gold prices, it's a great time to be out there looking at these high grade deposits.
Absolutely. Well, and especially the run that Copper has been on. Wow, it's quite impressive there. Now, Eric, when you're developing these targets, whether using the AI or simply through the work that the company is doing, are you guys referring to any of the other assets or deposits in the general area around this project as a bit of a basis to see what's possible here?
Yeah, sure. And I guess one thing I should mention too, Corey, is that keep in mind these two copper projects in Norway that we've acquired, no work's been effectively done on them for like 40 years. I mean, they've effectively been dormant for a long time. I guess I'm very much old school in the sense of I think there's no substitute for boots on the ground. I mean, actually ground truthing things and seeing things in the field. But having said that, this is the first time that something like this data mining technology, this AI technology, has been applied to projects, and it's actually quite interesting what's come out. So I do see this as something playing a role in other projects going forward. It's just another one of the tools we have in the war chest here when we're talking about making discoveries. So I think the process from our side, it was successful. It was a good thing to do, and I think it really has helped focus us moving forward. And of course, you know, that focus is really critical to getting into the right spots early, drilling, and getting the discoveries happening.
Now, the news release also says that you guys are really going to, it sounds like, be focused on the 13 high priority copper zinc targets. Not saying that the gold and silver targets aren't going to be explored, but why focus on the copper zinc here initially?
Yeah, it's just because they're the deposit type we know in the district, Corey. So these massive sulfides, they tend to be copper and zinc rich. So they're dominantly copper, some zinc, and they do also have a little bit of gold and silver. So what we aren't sure with the gold and silver numbers, for example, are we looking at zonations within a bigger deposit? So there could be potentially, sort of areas within these deposits that have more gold and silver than others. But the focus for us is really the copper zinc in this particular belt, and any gold or silver discoveries would be a bonus. But the discovery model that we're using is working around finding more of the massive sulfide deposits that we know exist in this belt, and basically looking for more copper and zinc. So base metals are the main driver, but obviously if we find some good gold and silver, and some of these massive sulfide deposits can have quite high gold and silver credits too. So one thing that we don't know is that perhaps is what the data are showing us.
Okay. Now, Eric, just, I guess, summarize for everybody listening what the expected news flow is going to be, not just necessarily on this Sjoli project, but on any of the other projects in Norway or Sweden.
Yeah, so as you know, Corey, so we have the five projects active globally. We have two joint ventures in Canada. We have the two copper projects in Norway. We have the gold project in Sweden as well. So, of course, now we're coming into the peak field season, which is spring going on into summer. So we will see a lot of news flow on all five of those projects. Sjoli and Lokken being high-grade copper deposits, I particularly like these massive sulfide deposits. I think they're fantastic things to look for, especially for a company of our size. But there will be a lot more news flow. I think last time we talked, Corey, we talked about some auger drilling happening in Sweden. That is ongoing, and we will have an update for the market here shortly on that as well. And of course, in Canada too, we have the two joint ventures, although we are not the operators of those. So we are sort of coordinating with the operators there, in terms of news flow going forward. But of course, we are coming into the peak field season here, and there will be a lot of news flow across all five projects as we go forward here.
All right, Eric, I appreciate the update. Again, Capella Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CMIL. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Eric regarding any work that's going on at any of the projects, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Eric, thank you for the update. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it.